The only bad thing I can say about Humble is they kicked our tail in the playoffs my senior year in high school. Other than that, man, I've had some good times, great people, and it's great to be up in this neck of the woods. That damn David Boston, he caught a touchdown. He may have even pick six me. I don't even remember.
But damn it, David.
We missed a field goal in the last second. No,
that was Humble High School?
Humble High School, oh, man. Yep, absolutely. Right over in that same stadium where I think several teams play
Turner,
right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
But, Johnny, do you ever call those Humble games?
Every once in a while. I'm not doing it anymore this year. I'm just too busy. But Patrick Creighton, I mean, it's a little far from him, but I know he's called some Humble games. I called quite a few over the last 3 or 4 years, I'd say.
Yeah, man. It was we baseball and football back in my day. It seems like we always ran into Humble, and it was always playoff time. It always meant something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it seems like in baseball we called them 2 straight years. And I think they got the best of us then, too. But
they're having a good season this year. I just checked the standings the other day. They're 4-1. But now the buzzsaw around here, you know, it's North Shore and Atascocita and Summer Creek.
When we weren't up here fighting against Humble, at North Shore was the regular, because they were in our conference, in our division at the time, district at the time, I guess. And so we were battling North Shore. So, yeah, we took a... We had an all-timer against North Shore, man.
Those North Shore kiddos, man, they're eating something different than us Baytown kids were. I tell you,
it's definitely different, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, speaking of folks that are eating something different, man, y'all come on through. We're at Fall Creek Big City Wings. Come on through. There you go. Tell them about it. There's plenty of grub. The menu's off the charts. Beer's cold. Hell, the beer's big too. It looks like on that looks of the mug over there on that bar.
No tiny ones.
Oh, I imagine they got a tiny one for your little bitty old hands. You probably get a little mug if you want to. Yeah, I mean, they may
hear that, Tyler? What's up with that,
it's
man?
It's an ongoing thing, man. I ordered a beer one time at a Twin Peaks, and they brought me this, like, beer for baby hands, and it just was not a great look.
I'm typically, look, I know it's hard to believe. I mean, I feel like I get maybe pigeonholed sometimes, and I understand why, but so I'm not complaining. But, like, I'm typically not the guy to kind of – look down on others,
mm-hmm. But
I looked across that damn table at that bar we was at, and Tyler took a drink out of his beer, and it looked like the smallest mug I had ever seen. I said, "Man, did you really order that?
Damn,
you're a grown ass man."
But you know what?
It's the beer that came with a kid's meal,
Chief, my 2.5-year-old got a bigger sippy cup.
Dude, I gotta have Tyler's back. And Tyler, you better not crawfish out of this, because I got your back on this one. I don't like carrying around basically a pitcher of beer. Like, I want to enjoy, like, not having to lift up something that weighs pounds, you know, and drink from it. And then it's sweating, it's wet. Like, just give me the normal size beer.
I'm fine with it as well. I've never been a big beer mug like my man over here. Now, all my big beer drinkers in the family, they can't get enough of them. They'll drink more. Like, I think they got a hollow leg because they'll drink 5 or 6 of them damn things. But, I mean, I go with a bottle. I go with a regular. My man over here got a regular old just a glass.
Yeah.
You know, I looked over there, Tyler, I ain't kidding you, man. That thing looked like it came off my two-year-old's kitchen set.
Was it really that bad?
The problem was, Bajani, like you just said, I'll take the normal beer over the giant, you know, pitcher of beer. Well, this one wasn't even a normal-looking size.
Somebody was trolling you.
It wasn't no bigger than this can right here. It wasn't no bigger than that damn can right there. It was unbelievable. All right, y'all, Thursday night football, man. Thursday night football through my Texans goggles. Or I guess I should say through our Texans goggles. The San Francisco 49ers go to Seattle and get a much-needed win. They were 2-3, man. They needed to beat Seattle on the road in division to get to 3-3. They handle their business. San Francisco 36, Seattle 24. And